Cavs are 12-0.
Can you imagine if I said that? It's only 12 games. I mean, I'm just trying to get rid of
him. He's allowed to say it.
He's allowed to say it.
Yeah.
Because he knew it like yesterday. Yesterday was a game where from the moment the game started, I almost wonder if some guys in the pregame shoot around were like, oh, I don't know if I have it tonight. I don't know. And then Donovan is like, well, you know what? I've kind of been sitting back here watching you guys all do it. I'm going to put my stamp on this game. And he did from moment one yesterday. And then they carried it out. They had some,
Makes a lot of sense.
They had some down moments because you're on the road. NBA game, you just lose games all the time where you're on the road. And then who stepped up? Caris LeVert, Ty Jerome, Niang. I mean, they all had their moments yesterday. It was awesome. And then Darius, Eastern Conference Player of the Week, in the final 2 minutes, got a mismatch, went to the bucket, finished, got fouled, game over.
So there's something else that's starting tonight. And it's not just a 12-game winning streak that continues to go. Like, the Cavs have started out fantastic, and they have a game tomorrow night at Philadelphia, 7:30, which, again, is not the same type of matchup that we thought it was going to be to start the season, but what the hell. The in-season tournament, now called the NBA Cup, starts tonight. Now, last year, kind of like, whatever. And I agree with you with what you said at the beginning of the show and what we said last year. It should count for something for the future. It's not like it's an exhibition game. It's not the All-Star game. It should count for something in the future. The winner of the in-season tournament or the NBA Cup, I don't know what they should get in terms of future seeding. Do they get a number one overall? Do they get a home? Is that it? Like, do they always have home court advantage? And wherever they play, like, what do you say? Like, is it a first-round bye? I'm not sure. But they should play for something. But there were higher ratings for those games than there were the year before. So it seems like it's not going away. Now, we panned it, but we didn't really think that we were going to win it last year. Cavs are 12-0. NBA Cup, we could win the NBA Cup. Do you think about the NBA Cup differently now? Because I'm going to take it to another line.
I mean, I haven't. I haven't really up to this point. It's something that I defended as a way to break up the monotony of the NBA. But I also said at the same time, no one's going to care about this for probably 3 years. It's going to take people seeing this year after year, and then the teams have to take some pride in it. The Lakers took some pride in it, and they got ridiculed. But if the teams start to buy in, then their fans will buy in.
Well, I think that was because of just how they finished. If they would have finished better, like, I don't think they would have got ridiculed, but it was like, man, what did LeBron leave it all out there for? Because then he was, like, out of gas by the end of the year, and they were out of gas by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So if you win the NBA Cup, which is fine, the banner gets brought up. Now, you have made an argument to take down Nate Thurman's banner to the point where a lot of people agree with you. Look at you just laughing as I say it, because how ridiculous it is.
If someone is just tuning in now at 8:48 and they hear that, they're like, what?
What did Nate Thurman do?
What did somebody made an argument?
Because if you were to say that, you would think that Nate Thurman did something horrific in his life.
No,
that's what it's like. That banner's got to come down. Why's the banner got to come down? He only played here for 2 years.
Averaged 5 points a game.
And he averaged 5 points a game when he averaged 15 points a game for the rest of his career. Like, what did you say we got? We got the ghost of Nate Thurman. Yeah. We got the third version of Nate Thurman. And it does seem to be, because now that you've had, before LeBron, it's like, all right, you got Doherty there. Doherty was great. Career hampered by injury. You got Price. You got Z. But then, like, Bingo Smith. Why am I drawing up? Larry Nance. Okay. Those are nice. But now you got LeBron. I mean, that's all there needs to be said. LeBron, Kyrie will go up. Kevin Love will go up. People have made the argument for Tristan Thompson. I say, why the hell not? Donovan will probably go up at this clip if he stays here for any modicum of time. So what does that do with the Nate Thurman banner? When Nate Thurman was on this radio station before he passed away and said point blank he was rooting for Golden State during those series. And I thought, you know what? I fought you on this because you have to find something. Once it goes up, it doesn't come down. This would be the situation I go, all right, you win the in-season tournament. You win the NBA Cup. You put the NBA Cup banner up there. You take down Nate Thurman's. You don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. Don't cut it up and sell it for memorabilia. you put it over. You don't give the number out again. No, there's no number 42 out there again, right? Just take it and put it over at the new facility. At their new, like, how many square feet is it?
A billion.
A billion square feet. You just take it and you put it over at the new facility. Huh? Is anybody going to... Is the Thurman family going to be upset?
I don't think anybody would complain.
Do you think anybody would be mad?
No.
They're 12-0 to start the year. It's a nice season. The cup, I'll tell you what, the cup is an attractive cup. It's an attractive trophy. You get that trophy. Say you win it. It's like, all right, the NBA Cup trophy goes, or the NBA Cup banner goes up there. You take down the Nate Thurman banner. Would anybody notice if we weren't talking about it on the radio?
No.
No! Excuse me for my voice cracking. No! I'm sick as a dog.
Now,
it looks like
the strength of the Cavs right now is that they don't have to play their starters a ton of minutes. Their bench, there's been no drop-off. Like, from Darius Garland, who's been sensational.
Uh-huh.
It's been, like, no drop-off to Ty Jerome. And then they had lineups yesterday with no Darius and no Donovan Mitchell. They didn't lose a step. So, that's been their strength. But what if it comes to it in those pivotal games in the Cup? Are you...
Yes.
Are you playing Donovan Mitchell 42 minutes?
Yes.
If you need to.
Yes.
Because the whole goal was not to wear him out. That was what was going to be different about this year.
Things change. And can I play him 42 minutes and then rest him after?
Maybe that's why they have lowered his minutes so far, to get him
ready. To get him ready for this?
There you go.
The cup.
That's a great point.
It's the Emirates NBA Cup. That's the one you want to win, guys.
The one thing, and this is just how it works. O'Brien. This would obviously be
over $500,000 per player.
Unlucky, but if a Cavs player... goes down in a cup game.
Yeah, but...
You know, in the final 3 minutes goes down and you lose them for the year and it was all to win the cup. You know the wrath is coming
for
the organization.
The NBA Cup, though.
Is it?
Yes.
You want to be a competitive team. If it happens, it happens. It's not like the games don't count. The games count in the standings.
I know. They do. They absolutely do. Until you get to the finals.
The finals.
The final... two games or what?
Semis in the finals.
Yeah, semis in the finals do not count.
Yeah, those are extra games. But those are games for a guy who, Ty Jerome's making $2.5 million this year.
That's right. He'll care. Yeah.
To go get another $500,000.
That's true.
Well, I'd be more comfortable.
We're going to see the Ty Jerome classic, I have a feeling.
I'd be more comfortable letting Ty Jerome let it all hang out than Donovan Mitchell. I'm sorry. I was under the impression that the semifinals and the finals games counted. I did not know
that. That's what's weird. Nobody knows because it's only been 1 year of this.
Yes.
And that's what I wanted the NBA to stick with it. I think if the NBA just sticks with it, eventually these games will matter more. And I do think they're going to put some sort of priority, some playoff priority. Like maybe you get to pick your opponent in the first round. Something crazy. I know there's a lot of flaws to whatever you come up with. It'll devalue something, but it's to increase the value of this. That's the whole point of this. And I like the fact they know that fans in Europe do care about this stuff because that's what they modeled it after. And those teams in Europe and those tournaments that they have in Europe make a lot of money. And that's what the NBA wants to do. They want to make money. And so they're banking on something like this over time becoming a lot more important. So you have the teams take it seriously, then eventually the fans will. I just don't know if by year two they will.
But in those final two games, see, damn it, I thought that they counted if they counted it. But $500,000 each. I mean, Ty Jerome, you know what? No, I'll tell you why you got to go for the gusto when we come back.